Today, WUWM kicks off a new series called Feeding the City, The People Powering Local Food. Eric Vonfellow, Maria Peralta Arellano is documenting stories of those who use urban gardens and farms to provide food to the community. Maria begins by looking at the revolutionary local organization Growing Power and Will Allen, who founded it in 1993. The nonprofit changed the way the city looks at farming. The nonprofit closed in 2017 due to legal and financial problems, but Allen is still farming, and he continues to educate youth and local communities. Here's the story.
Will Allen's farm stand sits on a long stretch of road on Drexel Avenue in Oak Creek, just across the street from the original 25 acres where he began his farming career. I stood next to his large black pickup truck and the farm stand this summer as Allen fixed himself along the edge of the truck's bed to chat. Allen described the attitude about urban farming in 1993 before he started Growing Power.
There was a lot of knowledge from people from the South, but they didn't seem to want to go back into agriculture after all the bad things that happened, especially to black people in the South.
Allen says for a time, Milwaukee County ran a program called Shoots and Roots, which used vacant land for growing food.
They pretty much shut down all those gardens in the inner city for whatever reason. I don't want to get into it, but, you know, and the ones that remained were the ones on the outskirts of the city, still within the city proper, but not in the inner city.
Allen, who grew up farming, was working in sales and technology for Procter & Gamble in the early 1990s, but he began farming on 25 acres here in Oak Creek, behind his house. Then he farmed another 25 acres nearby. And soon, he was asked to help some people in Milwaukee grow produce. He bought the last remaining farm in the city of Milwaukee on 55th and Silver Spring, where he founded Growing Power.
The farm was established in the late 1920s. It had six A-frame greenhouses, and they were in bad disarray, and the city owned the property, and I was able to buy it for a pretty decent price, and that's when the work began.
Growing Power became a catalyst for urban agriculture in the city. The nonprofit focused on educating youth and employing locals. Allen pioneered farming techniques there, such as his aquaponic system and the use of stacked beds to maximize smaller urban spaces. Growing Power had a global influence. Allen wrote books, spoke across the nation, and taught other farmers and communities his techniques.
The legacy has been that I've trained most of the people that got involved in urban agriculture in the city of Milwaukee.
Since Growing Power began, the city's urban garden and agriculture scene has expanded. Many in the field credit Allen with beginning urban agriculture in Milwaukee. But Allen says there's not enough growing yet to feed the city. He says while farmers' markets abound, many of them don't have vendors offering produce.
Prices in the grocery stores are outrageous. So we need people growing food, but there's not a lot of food growers anymore. It's more, if you go to a farmer's market, I bet you 50% of the vendors there are not farmers. They're just selling other stuff.
Allen says there are a couple big things standing in the way of more urban agriculture.
It's very difficult to find people that want to get involved in growing food because it's, you know, it's hard work. I mean, you know, look at this year when you have 80, 90 degree temperatures and humidity and everything. It's very difficult.
And he says public officials aren't doing enough to help urban farmers get underway and succeed.
The cities haven't gotten on board to help develop the growers and provide the funding that's necessary for folks to grow inside the city, to be able to develop these vacant lots, to be able to have the right kind of soil.
Allen still uses his skills to educate those who are interested in farming. He hopes to continue to build the next generation of Milwaukee farmers and says there's plenty of opportunity for growth.
There's lots of land. There's probably over 2,000 vacant lots in the city of Milwaukee, so there's land.
I'm Eric Vonfellow, Maria Peralta Arellano, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.